News in the Morning with Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. This program relies on your faithful prayer and financial support. If this program blessed you today, you can use the text to give number at 844-994-4048 to make a donation. If you'd like to invite him to speak, please email bookjeremiahjohnson@gmail.com. To listen to the radio show anytime as a podcast and even more teaching and exclusive content, download the Jeremiah Johnson Ministries app. And if you'd like to see him speak in person, Grace Point Church in Georgetown always welcomes you, located at 3185 Newtown Pike.
See the schedule for your favorite program and maybe discover some new programs with our program guide at WJMM.com.
The following program is sponsored by Faith Victory Church. The final power of faith. I can make it through these days. By the power of faith. I know that He will show me the way. By the power of faith. I sing unto you, my God. By the power.
Well, glory to God. Welcome once again to Power of Faith. I'm Pastor Philip Derby with your family of Faith Victory Church right here in the capital city of Frankfort, Kentucky. And just delighted to be able to share with you in the truths of God's Word once again. Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And it is Marvelous Monday. Hallelujah. It's a good week. You know, we just celebrated Easter. We call it Resurrection Life Sunday here at FEC, and excited about the times we're living in, you know, and what God is doing in our lives. It's a thrill to see all these things happen and understand that we were born for such a time as this. And, you know, I was downstairs in my lower level at our house and just sitting in my Jesus chair. And all of a sudden I got this notice, and God just lets me see things, you know, here at, Faith Victory Church. We've been, you know, just really pressing in. We believe it's harvest time like never before. And, before I go any further, I want to let you in on our spring faith rally that begins tomorrow night all the way through Friday night. And it's so important to get in where the Word is being taught, where miracles happen, and just get in with believers and let the Word of God just dwell in you richly. One word from heaven can change your life forever. And we just got a great lineup. I'm kicking it off tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, here at FEC, 122 East Broadway. And then Wednesday night, we got Pastor Carl Roth. He heads up the Isaiah House. He's a preaching machine. He's going to be with us. And then Thursday night, we got Pastor Cecil Holloway from Louisville, powerful teacher of the Word. And then I'm going to close it out Friday night. So I would just encourage you to get in one or more of those meetings and let God's Word just encourage you and strengthen you and confirm and direct your life. And if you can't in person be there, you can certainly watch us online at faithvictorychurch.us beginning 7 o'clock each night. Now, what I started to say just a moment ago was that I was down in my lower level, and I got this notification about President Trump and his Holy Week statement. Now, this is interesting to me because we have had presidents in the past that have shall we say, said other things about our celebration Sunday. Excuse me. But this release statement that he put out, he called it the Holy Week statement. And I understand that that week has already passed, but I want you to see something about what's going on, because now we got a president and a cabinet, and he put in the White House a faith office. Now, this is powerful that we have, for the first time in the White House, an actual faith office. This is ministers of the gospel that have impacted his life to the degree that that he's given them an office in the White House to assist him, advise him on spiritual things. Now, understand that he releases this statement last week, but it's so powerful because I'm seeing our government begin to align up with the church. For too long, the church has tried to line up with the government, and we've gotten ourselves in trouble. And you saw that when COVID hit, where the church is lined up with government instead of what did God say about getting his word out. But anyways, he released this statement, and I want to read it in case you missed it. He said, "This Holy Week, Melania and I join in prayer with Christians celebrating the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, who conquered death, freed us from sin, and unlocked the gates of heaven for all humanity." Now, this sounds like some preacher. This is the president. He said, celebrating the crucifixion and resurrection, and he says it, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, who conquered death, freed us from sin, and unlocked the gates of heaven for all of humanity. Hallelujah. And he didn't stop there. He said, beginning with Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and culminating in the Paschal Triduum, which begins on Holy Thursday with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, followed by Good Friday and reaching its pinnacle in the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night. This week is a time of reflection for Christians to memorialize Jesus' crucifixion and to prepare their hearts, minds, and souls for his miraculous resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. This is coming out of the White House. This is coming from our president. Look, I've been on this planet 66 years. I was 5 years old when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I remember it. I've been around. See, never, ever, ever, ever had a president release anything like this, especially after what we've been through. And he didn't stop there. He goes on. During this sacred week, we acknowledge that the glory of Easter Sunday cannot come without the sacrifice Jesus Christ made on the cross. In his final hours on earth, Christ willingly endured excruciating pain, torture, and execution on the cross out of a deep and abiding love for all his creation. This to me is astounding. I mean, just knowing that the president put this out. Yeah, he probably had some writer put it out. He don't say nothing unless he gets approval. He don't put nothing out there unless it gets his approval. Through his suffering, we have redemption. Through his death, we have forgiveness of our sins. Through his resurrection, through his death, we are forgiven of our sins. Through his resurrection, we have hope of eternal life. On Easter morning, the stone is rolled away, the tomb is empty, and light prevails over darkness, signaling that death does not have the final word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Take up an offering. I'm telling you, he is just saying what the church believes. I understand that, a lot of this, has different, caters to different, Protestant, Catholic, full gospel, whatever, right? But we all believe that Jesus was born of a virgin, that he died on the cross, raised from the dead, sits at the right hand of the Father. And he goes on, this Holy Week, my administration renews its promise to defend the Christian faith in our schools, military, workplaces, hospitals, and halls of government. We will never waver in safeguarding the right to religious liberty, upholding the dignity of life, and protecting God in our public square. As we focus on Christ's redeeming sacrifice, we look to his love, humility, and obedience, even in life's most difficult and uncertain moments. Now, I want you to prepare yourself to hear what the president's statement is on this particular sentence. This week, we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our beloved nation. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been praying that as a pastor. I've been praying that for my church, my city, my county, my state, and certainly this nation and all around the world. The president of the free world says in his Holy Week statement, this week we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our beloved nation. I don't believe that has ever been prayed from the president, except perhaps George Washington back in the day. Maybe there was others that prayed it, but he's going on record. We pray this week for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our beloved nation. We pray that America will remain a beacon of faith, hope, and freedom for the entire world. And we pray to achieve a future that reflects the truth, beauty, and goodness of Christ's eternal kingdom in heaven. And he signs off with, may God bless you and your family during this special time of year, and may he continue to bless the United States of America. And folks, on this marvelous Monday, listen to that. I believe we're in a time like we have never seen before. 2025, the year of greatness. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. And our time on this marvelous Monday has gotten away from us. I just wanted to share that with you. Those of you that have heard it before, thank God that we have a president that released a Holy Week statement like this. And if that's the first time you heard it, I'm sure you can go online if you want to download it and print it for yourself to see it. But it just really encouraged me and our members here at FVC. All right. Well, until tomorrow, on this marvelous Monday is Pastor